Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go. The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go. This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi. How you doing? Cher Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You had a disaster happen that affected your home or your office in a big way, you get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration and say, hey, come clean and restore my place. And they will do that. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul, love it. You would think that by now people would learn that it's not right to present yourself in public in the form of entertainment by using offensive racial tactics. But in Arizona, there are two people who specialize in diversity, equity, and inclusion. Their names are Stuart Roden and Jill Lassen. They had to step in and call out a Scottsdale Unified School District for the school Hoppy Elementary, PTA people they called out, for their decision to hire a local DJ for a charity event that showed up in blackface.
The DJ?
Yes. These two diversity, equity, and inclusion experts who work for the state, I think. Mr. Roden and Ms. Lassen, they are involved in diversity work in the school district, and they slammed the school after seeing a picture of Mr. Hunter, the DJ. And how completely out of touch, unwoke, offensive this whole thing was. Only to find out that Mr. Hunter, the DJ, wasn't in blackface. He's actually African American.
Stop it.
Oh, no way.
What?
So they accused they accused a black guy
of being in blackface. Yes.
Get out of town.
How does that happen?
Now, one of them, the woman, Jill Lassen, was very apologetic.
Well,
the
yeah.
DJ,
nice.
He said, quote, "The DJ that Hoppy PTA hired was in fact a black man." This is somebody else from the PTA president wrote that. And she also said, "It's insulting that you feel myself or PTA," which is not grammatically correct. Somebody should have proofread that for her. "Condone racist behavior or encouraging it by posting on social media." And then the lady said, "You're right. We should have reached out and inquired before making such accusations. I cannot fathom the hurt, anger, and frustration you felt after you and others volunteered countless hours for your event. Again, I truly apologize."
That is wild.
But the other guy, Roden, who's an instructor at Arizona State University, didn't appear particularly apologetic and posted a side-by-side image of Mr. Hunter, the DJ, to try to show that the DJ darkened his face, even if he is black. Let's be clear. A black man, apparently in blackface, is an entirely different discussion than a white person. However, it seems at the very least he is in darker makeup, and if not blackface, or I am completely mistaken, and it's the lighting on the patio.
God.
So now they're, rather than admit he's wrong, he's saying the black guy is in blackface.
Right. And Roden is a member of the district's Equity and Inclusion Committee. Now, they were having fun with costumes and stuff, and it looks like that the DJ, Mr. Hunter, maybe wearing a wig of some sort, maybe not. Yeah, it looks like a party wig, kind of like an Afro wig. And he's kind of, got big sunglasses on and a gold lamé suit. And there are other dads that seem to be dressed up in disco attire and stuff. But he is actually an African American man, not in blackface.
Oh God!
They don't like that.
Well, he's wearing darker makeup, or it was the lighting, or something. But I'm not apologizing. Yeah, you can't apologize.
Where was that, in Arizona?
Yeah, Scottsdale. It's in the New York Post.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I just looked it up. So he's the guy in the gold shirt, right, TJ? Yeah. Who's clearly a black man.
He didn't look at his, arms or his hands or...
That guy's in blackface.
Let me see the pictures.
Let's see. Here, right. This is the one of him with all the other people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not even,
No.
He's like a black guy.
Here's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. They've got several other pictures of him in the article. It's like, he's obviously a black guy.
The lady who's the equity expert and all that, that apologized profusely, she's white. Okay. And I think that Stuart Roden, the one that wouldn't apologize, that felt like he could go farther and say, well, he's wearing something to darken his skin, or either it's the lighting or something, but he's not apologizing. I think he's black. So he's like, I know. He's not as light skinned outside of that picture as I've seen on his other Facebook pictures though.
It's doing too much.
That's wild.
I like that. He's like, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm not doing it. Uh-uh. I don't care.
I wonder if the DJ is offended at all, or does he find it like, this is just so stupid, it's amusing.
I don't know.
Not good.
Why would he not be offended though? You're going to accuse somebody of doing what is considered to be one of the most heinous things in our society now. I would be offended.
And what was their department? The Department of Inclusion and
Equity.
And then they accuse him of wearing blackface.
They specialize in diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh no.
Stupid.
And that's why the other guy won't apologize. I made the right call here. Wow. They telling someone, no, you were wearing blackface. No, I wasn't. I can tell in the picture. Your skin's not that dark. No, I wasn't. Well, maybe the light was different. I wasn't wrong, though.
Yeah. Mighty whitey.
But, I mean, obviously it was some kind of a crazy disco theme, because a bunch of them were wearing costumes.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Now, what do you feel like if you're a kid whose parent is the one that just accused the DJ of wearing blackface? I mean, how do you go back to school then?
Yeah. Just like, hey, that's my dad or my mom.
That's my mama.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she didn't know.
I'm going to change my name.
Yeah. That's looking at somebody and going, there's no way you could be that black. Right? No way you're that dark skinned. You're wearing blackface. Don't tell me you're not.
Oh my goodness.
But if that's your job, I could see that happening all the time. Where you're always so on the lookout for things to just, oh wait, here we've got one. Boom, let's jump on it.
Yeah.
Like the guy who saw the loaded magazine clip thing in my bag at security at LaGuardia. He didn't stop to think, there's no gun here, so you can't help it or how to report. He just jumped into, I haven't had any action all day. This guy's got to be detained.
Not even like, hey, man, I can't let you go through with this. Mm-hmm. We're going to take this out of your bag. And, you know, like they would do if you had cologne.
Yeah.
Which they've done. You forget that you got a big bottle of cologne or something. Or
or a knife, even.
Or a knife.
Forgot was in there.
I had that happen. Yeah. 6 or 7 different times.
We're just going to have to keep this.
Yeah.
No. But they thought they had some action. Boom.
Blackface.
I can see it.
I love what that. The guy's like, no, I'm black. And he's, no, something's wrong with the lighting then. You've done something to darken your face. Get out of here.
mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was a cool dance, though.
Of course.
You know, an elementary school dance. They like to get down.
You talk about a whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad enough this guy's got to deal with a bunch of kids running up there and telling him he sucks and telling him to play this and play that. Yeah. Now he's got to deal with people accusing him of wearing blackface.
Have you seen that TikTok of the kid at the elementary school dance and he's just dancing by?
Yeah, I love grooving. Him. He's just like yeah. Yeah, he sent me that video.
He is grooving hard. Yes. All the way going at it.
It's so funny.
He's awesome.
I love it. That's how I am. Eating my leftovers from my styrofoam container just dancing.
It's like in third grade.
Yeah, hands over his head, pumping his hips away like,
Wow.
Mm. I wonder what, there's a picture in the article of the DJ in his regular look. But it looks like he's got a hat on and a mask and a tank top. I thought maybe that was when he was getting into costume or something. But maybe he's just getting ready to, you know, because a lot of black guys I know put on really dark makeup before they do something.
Right.
Maybe that's what he's getting ready to do.
It's ridiculous.
It's almost too good to be true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing online at lostworldsbeer.com. Hey, it's Ace, and this sounds kind of weird to say, but tackling your stress can be stressful. I know, it just makes a bad situation worse. But there's something I found that has a team of dedicated coaches that give you a support system to help you along the way with handling your stress. That's Noom. Noom Mood. I got turned on to Noom through a friend of mine who was using their weight loss program and raved about it and talked about how great it is. And this stress relief program is fantastic. It's a journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Just kind of a guided approach that doesn't take hours out of your day. 10 minutes a day is all it takes. It's accessible. It's convenient. Again, just 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever using their app. All you have to do to worry less and feel happier is sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Try it out. You will love it. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
There's a new term that I saw. It may not be a new term, but today is the first day I saw it, so it's new to me, and I love it, I love it, I love it. That term is elder millennials. Elder millennials. Those would be the millennials at the top end of the scale. Like, if you are anywhere from mid to late 30s all the way up until 40, up to 40, you would be an elder millennial. So my little friend Jenny is the perfect description of an elder millennial because she turns 40 next month.
Okay.
And Riggins, you technically would be an elder millennial. And Rob would be. You haven't quite made it to elder millennial status yet, Alexis.
She needs to work on respecting her elder millennials.
Always got to be talking.
Rob, I know, and today is not the day, Rob.
Regan said earlier she's dealing with her menzies.
The menzies.
You're going to have to go hard today, Alexis. So just got to put it into it.
Mm-hmm. And AC, your wife does not constitute an elder millennial. No. She's just a regular millennial.
Nope.
She would actually be a, well, no, she's almost 30. So
yeah, she'll be 30 in June.
Middle of the millennials. But they say that elder millennials are calling out the false millennial stereotypes that they're tired of hearing. It's like, we're not like the young millennials. We're not into the we don't fit the same stereotypes as young millennials. Like, number one, they say the false millennial stereotypes is that we don't work hard. Then they go on to say, we're the hardest working generation. We just got the short end of the stick. Well, I know that you'd be the hardest working generation.
Who, us?
Yeah, millennials. I don't know where they get that. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say that our generation, Ace, is the hardest working generation. No. In the least.
We're the smartest working generation.
Mm. Okay. Somebody said, I have never eaten avocado toast, so I don't fit into that stereotype.
So the young millennial would be like 26 to 33?
Or I would say 29 down, 29 to whatever the bottom age is.
26 is the bottom
age. Well, and this says elder millennials are in there. No, they would be from I would say 33 down, because it says they're mid to late 30s up to 40.
But I mean, the younger end, it says the youngest are born in 96, which would make them 26 years old today.
Another one that the elder millennials don't agree with is that that we're always on our phones. It's literally all the information in the world in your pocket, and you can read the news or even books on your phone. Now, one that did come in there is the unnecessary use of literally that a lot of millennials do.
Literally?
And not in, I don't mean that in a misusing literally. Like when you say, I am literally starving to death. Hell, you're not literally starving to death. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about when you say literally when it's unnecessary. Like, I'm literally eating right now. If you're eating, you're just eating. You don't have to say literally. I'm eating right now.
Yeah.
I'm literally starving.
You know what, also, Ace, as a Christian, that, you know, I hate hearing GD. You know, I hate that one. There's another one that that they put in movies and celebrities say all the time, and people on the internets, that I think is even worse than that. I don't like it. Where they say, oh, my blanking God. Oh, my effing God. That's stupid.
I saw a movie the other day on television, maybe USA or TBS or something like that, and they blanked out the S word but allowed GD. And I was like, interesting choice of editing there.
TBS.
Old people. Only old people watch TBS, Ace, is what she's saying.
Old Turner Broadcast.
I don't know.
She's on fire today.
They show comedies on TBS.
TBS.
Watch the damn Ted Turner's Network.
Turner Movie Classic.
That is one of the dumbest things you ever said, Alexis.
TBS is for old people.
Yo, TBS ass.
I mean, it's a fact.
Yeah. Unlike knitting and getting excited for soup.
Good Lord.
You do more old stuff than Ace does. You do more older stuff than Ace. Don't you knit?
No.
Or, yeah, you do something along those lines. Are you saying you want to start knitting?
I thought it would be cool.
Right. So it's not. It's cool if you're old. Then you get all excited for soup day. You're going to eat soup of some sort.
Who doesn't love soup?
Young people.
That's not true. That's why I have chicken noodle soup for kids.
Mm-mm.
So
that's not for kids.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm.
Stars, chicken noodle soup's not for kids?
Nope.
Okay. The basketball tournament, March Madness, was on TBS, by the way.
Oh.
Mm.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh. They're advertising the Harry Potter 20th anniversary on TBS.com.
Yes, they need people, young people, to want to watch TBS.
You're going to come up with some bullshit.
Well, she's got it. She's got it. TBS.
Okay.
But basically, this whole list is just stuff that... I've heard you say, Riggins, but we didn't ruin anything. We made this better. And, you know, like, let's see.
I wouldn't argue with a lot of these stereotypes. I think most of these are probably true.
Right. Yeah. The millennial stereotypes.
Yeah. That's why they're stereotypes, because they're usually true. That's how they become stereotypes. Mm-hmm.
I hate the stereotype that all we do is complain about boomers and blame them for all of our problems. Well,
I don't really know about that one.
The only thing I have a problem with is that it's not knowing what generation boomers actually are.
I was just thinking, I don't know who specifically, it's baby boomers, but I still don't really know what age you're.
That would be your parents are boomers. That'd be the hippie age and all that. So when they came back from World War II, they made a bunch of babies. They had a big baby boom right after that, and that's why they're called boomers.
Anybody born between 46 and 64.
So it's basically their parents. Mm-hmm. They're blaming their parents for their shortcomings.
Well, yeah, probably.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought what you say about that, Riggins, is very true, that it's not... they'd find a reason to blame someone for things changing, but that's things just change.
Yeah.
That's the way life works. Yeah. Technology causes things to be different. Each generation has its own thing. Yeah. You know, the soda shop isn't a thing anymore. You know, my parents, you know, we talked about going to the soda shop, whatever. I never did that. We just, there wasn't a part of life.
But I didn't make fun of them for
right. Just that, it wasn't like, oh, it's an old stupid soda shop. It's like, that looked kind of cool. Like, it might have been fun. Mm-hmm. I loved going to the mall as a kid. It wasn't something my kids did because, you know, technology made it different.
Yeah,
nobody killed anything. Things just changed.
That's what it was. It's like, there were so many stories like millennials killed. Like they would say, like Applebee's, millennials killed Applebee's. I'm like, well, I'm sure we killed a lot of things, but that's not the one you want to hang your hat on.
I mean, it's a there is a I don't know. There is one clear answer that is something that has messed up all kinds of things in our country, and that word is liberalism. Almost every single problem in America can be traced back to liberalism in some form. But people don't want to talk about facts, you know.
Hell no.
They won't sit and blame baby boomers.
That's right.
And the generation before baby boomers is called the greatest generation. That was my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saved the world.
Yeah.
World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And then their kids, which would be the boomers, that's where the selfish generation, the hippie generation, all of that. That's, and it makes perfect sense how they would have screwed up things for the next generation.
So you maybe agree with some of that.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the boomers' fault.
It is. It is.
Okay,
boomers. But by the time millennials get to be adults, or Gen X or Gen Z or whatever, by the time you get to be an adult, you should know better and be changing. You know? Say, so, yeah, but I was raised this way. Okay, well, you're grown now, and you see that everything's effed up, so change it. You know, just because your parents did it that way. Hell, my parents were registered Democrats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it.
Are they still Democrats?
No. No, but used to, they would register as Democrats because Republicans couldn't vote in as many elections. Like, it was something to do with that. But... either way, I don't want to talk about that. Hell, I never meant as well. My parents were Democrats, so that's what I did.
Yeah.
Lord, no.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, just thinking about it, I got to go take a shower.
You're crazy.
Mm-mm. No way. But anyway, Riggins, there are many things about you that are not millennial, and there are many things about you that are millennial, stereotypically and not stereotypical.
Yeah.
Alexis, there are many things about you that are completely stereotypical millennial.
And some that are not.
I don't know. I'll have to consult.
Oh, I know.
Your crystals to find out. No, the fact though that you're a hustler and you work hard and all that, and you subscribe to Hustler. I don't know if you are a hustler.
Stop.
That makes things a little different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, she's a good millennial.
Mm-hmm.
She carries the flag.
Yeah.
I feel like I can, like, appreciate things from all of the eras.
No.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Disagree.
No. Like, just even watching a certain television channel, you would never mock that.
Right.
Just
throwing out a reference to prove a point.
I mean, I appreciate it.
And y'all are supposed to be the ones that aren't judgmental.
Well, I'm not judgmental. I was just saying a fact. Mm-hmm.
The story was... posed as, I'm going to say some mean things about millennials. I think that's not a good example. She was firing back.
No, I didn't pose it as I was saying mean things about millennials. Mm-hmm. I was just reading, and I read the stuff that said older millennials say we're not the same stereotype as younger millennials. That's all it was.
They're separating themselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And that's what you do sometimes, Riggins, as being an older millennial. Sorry, an elder millennial.
Yeah, but you also have when you just said it to me, you're definitely millennial. It has a negative connotation to it. Why are you saying it like that?
Because I didn't start out that way.
But why would it be so bad for me to have all the millennial treats?
I don't know. I'd like some millennial treats myself. What kind of millennial treats do you have?
I'm over you.
You're attacking me.
I know.
I triggered you in some way.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
So, Alexis, you spent a lot of the time when we were on vacation partying it up, you said, reliving your party days, going back to the old you.
Just the first weekend of vacation.
Oh.
Couldn't handle the rest. 2 days was more than enough for the next few months.
So what all did you do?
I went out Saturday. We were supposed to go to the Empanada Festival with Camille. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a million years to get dressed and change her outfit 1,000 times. So we got there late. All the empanadas were gone. Everything was broken down. I was very upset because I was hungry.
You know you're running late when you're not there in time for the festival.
Right. Good Lord.
You're too late for a festival.
I read that in her email this morning. I thought the same thing. That the festival had to be noon to 6.
I was so angry.
Especially when you've been building up, waiting on, we're going, the festival is named for a food, so the goal when you go is to eat.
Exactly, and I wanted to hear the music and everything, and I was angry.
How many people does the Empanada Festival draw?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Still don't know.
So was this the first annual of that in our city, or has there been some before?
I have no idea if there's been a specific Empanada Festival, but I'm very upset.
Works for me.
Yeah.
And by the way, your friend Camille, Schlamazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. She really doesn't like being called Crazy Camille. Yeah. She doesn't like it when Alexis calls her that, and we thought that it was a fun name because Alexis told us to call her that, and she told my wife that she doesn't like it.
I'm still going to call her that. I don't care.
Well. Well, you go ahead. I'm not calling her that anymore if she doesn't like it.
She never called her Crazy Camille.
She's so fine. She's a little dramatic.
That is true. She is fine.
Stop. So Camille was so late that she just missed the whole festival.
Yeah, and then I was so hungry, and so I started getting angry, and I was starting to get an attitude, and she was like, "You need to calm down." I was like, "You need to calm down."
Okay, wait, were you at her place when she kept changing clothes?
Yes.
Okay, so you were having a witness. I'm changing out of this. I'm changing out of that.
I got there, and she had her robe on, and I'm like, you're supposed to be ready by the time I came to pick you up.
Now, did you know that there was an end time to the festival?
I told her. Yeah.
And it was like from what to what?
It was from 1 to 5, I want to say. Okay. Or 1 to 6.
You had a 4-hour window.
Yeah. That's not much for a festival,
that's
though.
That's a very short festival.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, how much could you do with empanadas?
Well, you said they had them. Music. Yeah. And I didn't know that it was completely limited to empanadas only.
I don't think they're doing like empanada face painting and empanada balloons.
But they could have had. Why not?
Yeah. Empanada balloons. Empanada. Empanada. Hey,
you're an empanada, like the ride.
Well, I mean, you don't have just empanadas.
I think right. That's kind of probably what it was, though. Because, just different well, people making Ace empanadas.
And Ace and I are from Louisiana, and they have a festival somewhere every weekend. And if they have the, you know, the crawfish pie festival or whatever, then everything's not just crawfish pie. They bring in rides. They have dances.
The pecan festival lasts three days.
It does, yeah. Yeah, we got street dances. And
we got a parade.
Contest and little kids trying to chase down a piglet and catch it to take home with them as their prize.
There should have been an empanada queen.
Yeah, they should have had a pageant.
Miss Empanada 2020.
I bet Miss Empanada would be fine as hell.
Yeah, they have grossly underestimated the opportunities with empanadas. Yeah,
we should do the empanada festival next year.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
It's a truck parked somewhere for 4 hours selling empanadas. Yeah. Is what it sounds like to me.
I mean, I don't know. I wish I would have known what it was.
So you didn't tell her, hey, that you're going to make us late for the festival.
The entire time.
You could have just left.
I'm not going to leave.
You could have left her. If she was at her place, it's not like you're leaving her at the bus station.
She was getting irritated with me. But I told her, I said, if me getting upset when I'm hungry is the only complaint you have of our friendship, then you have a very good friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because God. You have lots of other complaints about your friend too.
What?
If that's the only
that
thing.
That is the only bad thing. Yeah. Other than that, I'm a great friend. I'm chill. I'm laid back.
The whole plan was to go to the empanada festival, and she shows up.
I get it.
And there's no empanadas.
Yeah.
I'm pissed, but it's that's the only thing you have to complain
compared
about.
Compared to her?
It?
Yes.
Somebody do that about anything. You could say, well, look, if the only thing you have to complain about is that I actually let a gun go off in your house.
Yeah.
Then you're doing pretty good on the friend scale.
So you actually went to the place where the festival was taking place.
Yeah, and it was a ghost town. Oh. Like
what,
I didn't even
see. What time
see,
was that?
5:30, and it ended at 6.
Well, and y'all made it.
That's what she's like. We still have 30
minutes. I thought you
said
it ended at 5.
Or whatever time I said, I ended 30 minutes before that time.
Okay, so you were there 30 minutes before the end of the festival.
Yeah.
But the festival was over.
Yeah.
And it was in Charlotte?
Yeah. But it was cold that day, so maybe like a lot didn't go.
Nobody went. Or he sold out of the truck and then just took off. Like, we're done here. I got nothing else to sell.
It was excessive outfit planning for the empanada festival.
It was too much. Like, you overthought it. That's what I said.
Yeah, I agree with Alexis 100%. You have reason to be upset because, you know, it's not that complicated to get dressed for the empanada festival.
And I was talking about it all week.
Yeah.
You know?
You were.
And I said, just put on some sweats and like a shirt. Come on.
Yeah, you're not wrong to be upset.
Does these shoes match this shirt? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, they say it was from noon to 6. Y'all got there at 5:30 and they done packed
it. Closed.
Okay.
Nobody was there. Yeah.
No one was there.
Shit out of here.
Yeah, festival is a gross exaggeration.
Yeah, admission free.
No. But nope.
Wait, it says admission is free with food and drink for purchase. Okay. That makes sense. You just go in, you buy the food, you buy the drink. I thought I was saying admission is free with a one drink, one food minimum. Like you got to buy food and drink.
Yeah. Like at a strip club?
Yeah. Live music, dancing, and a DJ.
Yeah, that's the thing I was most excited for because I'm like, I'm going to be able to dance some bachata, merengue, some salsa.
Exactly.
And I did not get to do that.
Some salsa.
Salsa, merengue, bachata. I even wore like comfortable shoes so I can do all my dance moves.
Mm-hmm. Wait, just say double check before you head out. We make every effort to make sure that everything... 100% accurate. Okay, this is about the website. All right. So it seems like that they did just have was a small festival of live music and a DJ. Maybe they had a couple bands or so and a DJ and some dancing, which, I mean, that happens everywhere with Hispanic people. A dance could just break out while you're waiting in line at Wendy's. You know, could start dancing here or there. Because y'all love to dance. And, of course, empanadas. Mm-hmm. You can purchase all kinds of empanadas, including baked, fried, meat-filled, vegetarian, flour, or corn.
The corn ones are so good.
Yeah, I'm going flour, fried, meat-filled. Mm-hmm. That's what I would want.
Corn, fried, meat-filled. Mm. Those are the best. My mom makes them so good. Oof, they're extra crispy. Mm,
but Camille messed it up.
She messed it up.
So then what did y'all end up doing instead?
So then my friend Madison was at a sushi restaurant. It's a really nice sushi restaurant. He's like, come over here. Well, I'll buy you dinner. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. Nice. So we went over there and him and his friend were there and they bought us dinner.
And you got a free meal.
And I got a free meal.
And I'm still trying to figure out what is his deal. What's wrong with him?
Who, Madison? Mm-hmm. Why?
He seems to be so cool, so smart and nice and together and with it.
Uh-huh. And what do you mean, what's wrong with him?
What do you think I mean, what's wrong with him?
Well, I want to think that you're not saying something mean to me.
I'm not. I'm going to stop it right here.
So I won't.
I'm complimenting your friend.
Right.
Who seems like such a really cool, together with it, successful type person.
Uh-huh.
So.
And somewhat refined as well.
Right.
So.
So we ate sushi. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend.
Sushi. We had toro.
So you ended up with a free meal.
Yeah, and it was a very nice free meal.
Yeah.
So.
Right. So what I'm saying.
Whatever, TJ.
She's got good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you?
Yeah.
Is that
the, Camille, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is a win. Did Camille get a free meal as
she
well?
She did.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So Camille's like, score.
Yep. Bless that Madison.
As long as we stop right there.
Yeah.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I've been watching a lot of baseball lately, and I've noticed that I think a lot of the baseball players would run faster if they had Manscaped. They get the Manscaped 4.0 package, you know, because you get some body hair off of you. You probably pick up a step or two going down the first baseline.
More aerodynamic.
If you're an outfielder, you'd be able to track down a sharply hit ball into the gap if you don't have all that hair, you know, coming out of your jock strap.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
I know. That's right. It's disgusting. They need to get the Manscaped 4.0 package. Ugh. The Performance Package 4.0. It's got the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with the skin safe technology. Also includes the Weed Whacker because, you know, nose and ear hair will slow you down as well. You don't want that. Get rid of all that. You know, plus when you're running fast, you don't want to hear that annoying whistle of your nose hairs blowing in the wind. You know, when you're trying to round second. I mean, I played baseball. I know these things. I know
a hair.
Mm-hmm. They also have in the performance package 4.0 the the anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer for down there, and the spray-on toner for down there. Keep everything revived and toned. Mm-hmm.
Tone those.
Yep. You do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And April is not just the beginning of baseball season. It's also Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. And Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and other cancer detection. So it's a great cause, and they're just a great company all the way around with great products. So save 20% and get free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code ACETJ. 20% off and free shipping, promo code ACETJ at manscaped.com. Not manscaped, manscaped.com. Did you find your mama, Ace?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Where's she at?
She's in. I'm watching her on the camera here.
Okay, so you did find her.
Well, no, I don't see her, but I saw Amanda still at the house. So, and they moved the camera downstairs. My mom must be about to come downstairs momentarily.
Now,
nothing yet.
If your sister, what I've been thinking about, Ace, you told us earlier on the regular old show that your sister is doing these readings, these card readings and stuff. Yeah. Is that to, is she telling people's futures, or what is the goal there?
I don't know. Well, there are a variety of different readings. Allow me, I'm going to hold this up. Let's see if I can go to TikTok here and you can hear.
Because was she being a fortune teller?
No, Tara's doing readings, not fortune. It's messages that are coming through from your spirit guides, from the universe,
yeah, this is,
to that specific person for whatever they may need in what they're going through in life.
Like what would they need that they would be granted from these cards that Ace's sister, who was a teacher a few months ago, and now she's a tarot card reader.
Like if they have a very hard decision they need to make, if something's weighing heavy on their heart, stuff like that.
Here we go. But what about it?
Wait, I'm gonna turn
this up. What if something's weighing heavy on their heart? Then what? The cards tell them what to do?
Yeah. Take it for the context of what you're going through.
Let me give you your little pre. I'm going to hold this up so you can hear it. Comment in the comment section below if you have a specific. Hang on, wait. Let's see.
Hello, my lovelies. How are you doing today? I am here to do your daily reading. If you would please give me a like, follow, and a share, I would greatly appreciate it. If you would like a private reading, please leave me a comment in the comment section below if you have a specific question. Please
shuffle the card just to go.
Yeah.
Below, and I get back with you immediately. So I'm hoping today's reading resonates with some of you out there. Also, if you would clear your mind of any negative thoughts and energies, we will get right to today's reading, okay?
Okay, but is it like a psychic thing? Because if you, it's like you go to a psychic and you say, hey, I got a decision I need to make. It's a hard decision. Do I do this or do I do that?
Well, that's what I was asking her the other day. It's not a psychic thing, apparently. It's just a,
it's
supposedly
kind of psychic.
Supposedly the cards turn over your future. You got to have skill to read them.
No,
I
it's
don't
kind
know.
Of a, well, I wouldn't say it's like completely psychic, but it definitely touches into psychic stuff.
Yeah, she talks about what it's supposed to, each card's supposed to mean. Well, let's see what we got here.
Aphrodite. Goddess of self-love, you need to start loving yourself. You've been neglecting yourself, okay?
Aphrodite card came up.
And you need to give yourself a little bit more self-love. You do love yourself. You're confident in yourself, but you need to take a little bit more time for yourself, okay?
All right, and Alexis, so who is telling her to say this? Where is this message coming from to her Twitter followers or TikTok followers or whatever?
Well, the concept of tarot is you have the decks, right, and someone has a question, and so you shuffle the cards, and whatever cards you put down, it's because that's the message that's meant for that person.
Right.
So your spirit guides, your angels, your whatever are the ones that are helping you be the vessel to provide the message.
Okay. Have you ever called a psychic hotline?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why? Why not? You seem like that you would,
no,
you would call a psychic hotline.
Because those are usually scams.
Oh, and this... The tarot card people or not? Have you ever gone and visited a tarot card person?
I did that. Remember when I did that in Chicago? That was a tarot reading.
Right.
And it was very on point.
Well, then let Ace's sister do it.
I could probably do tarot reading on her. I have 3 tarot decks.
Oh.
We got like a battle of the tarot.
The tarot,
yeah. Yeah, there are different ones that she does every day. It's just like a different decks, and I don't know what they're all for. I just know it's not my thing. I don't want to be involved. I don't want any readings on me.
Not on Easter.
Yeah,
I mean that just you're just looking for trouble well, then.
Yeah, that was it was Thursday. She was going to do a reading on me. I'm like, I'm good.
But I don't know, Ace, though, that now at the point in my life where I am, as far as having lived and the wisdom that I have gained.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be afraid of it as an anti-Christian thing.
Yeah.
As much as I would just be like, blow it off as it. I mean,
I just don't want
nothing to it. It's nothing to it, and I don't want to waste my time sitting there going through it. It's like same way I wouldn't want to. I don't like sitting through card tricks.
Yeah, I just don't want to give God another reason to be disappointed in me.
But it's usually it's always a positive message. It's never supposed to be something dark or scary or anything like that.
Yeah, I get it.
That can't be real.
But still, I don't. Why can't it be real?
Because life isn't always positive. Life has a lot of dark, scary stuff that goes on. No, it's not.
But your perception of it is what you can keep positive.
Are you happy you did this? I mean, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, because I mean, the whole thing is share funny. It's about ridiculous things.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to come back from spring break and be so nice to each other and happy and positive. I guess I was wrong. Yeah. My tarot cards were not correct.
Hold on. Honestly, I had no idea that you were so into this witchcraft and,
that's not witchcraft
and whatever else of tarot cards and stuff. I just thought that was... But when Ace mentioned that about his sister today and he didn't allow her to do a reading on him, you piped up and perked up like, oh, this is my area of expertise. I really didn't know that. So that's not why I brought it up, to make fun of your beliefs and things like that. But now knowing that it is, I mean, I should have known is what I'm saying. I should have known that because of your other things that you're into, you know, thinking that, you know, believing in these rocks control you and things like that.
I never said the rocks control me.
And that you believe in somebody's energy and chakras and all that, and giving chakras to people and whatever else.
I don't do tarot card readings for other people, though.
You just said you could.
I could, but I don't. I
and
just do it for myself.
You got 3 decks. Why are you on 3 decks?
Because they're very positive messages, and it's good to start your day with a positive message.
Yeah, I get that. Why do you need to start your day with any more of a positive message than walking in here? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
We're very positive to you. We make you laugh. You know, we're the tarot cards you need.
Yeah. Oh, look, the anal card.
Things are gonna be positive for you today.
The butt stuff card. It's your lucky day.
Whatever, I'm over it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.